Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for June the 8th, 2024. We're in the midst of a confession on my part, I guess, an explanation of how it all started for me. Let me remind you, this comes from Kay in Los Angeles. She is a very ardent listener and has been for many, many years when Aspire was aired down in San Diego, as well as listening to podcasts and things that I offer here. And she wanted some background on what made me tick, what made me come into the work. I think what's going on in her is that she's trying to understand why it seems to her that it's so easy for me and so difficult for her, and whether or not I was just born to do this kind of thing, this kind of inner work. That's really what I think her motivation is. And she wants to know a little bit about my background, and I'm happy to share this with her and you, but I don't want you to think that I was born to do this, or I was, made to do this. I may be fated to do this. It may be the fate of me as a inner being, as a quasi-spiritual being to do this. But believe me, I wouldn't wish this on anyone. I really wouldn't. Being a teacher is not an easy thing to do, and especially when you teach what I teach. If you teach people how to get, then it's easier. It's real easy. You just keep fooling them into thinking they can get, and people will do that. But when you're teaching people to realize what they are, what they truly are, that's another problem encompassed in confusion and doubt and fear and all sorts of assumptions and presumptions that human beings like to have. So the next phase, Kay, was this. I used to, when I was between the ages of 5 and probably somewhere around 12, I worried about myself a great deal. And what I worried about is, why couldn't I think like the rest of the other people I knew could think? They all thought, when I was a kid, they all knew the baseball scores, and they all knew the averages of football, baseball players, things like that. They just knew. They knew these things. They knew how to play third base and center field, because baseball when I was a kid was a big deal. And in football, it was, they knew how to play the position that they were playing in football. They also knew to play things like war. A lot of them like to play war, things like that. And I was very worried about myself, Kay, because those weren't the things I was interested in at all. I didn't want to play war. I liked baseball. It was all right. But it seemed rather futile. I walked off the field once just playing Little League. What was the point of it all? I just, I couldn't. We're all standing here waiting for this ball to be hit, and it rarely got out there. And what were we doing, and why were we doing these things? And I didn't think like other people did in that regard. I didn't try to make it fun for myself at all. I wanted to know why I could even think. What made me think? What motivated me to think? So this went on. Well, I think it goes on even now. I have a great deal of interest in Robert Sapolsky's work, and I have a great deal of interest in the whole effort of our biology and understanding that thinking is an impulse, and most of us do not question that impulse, nor do we care to understand it. We are just simply impulses, and we live via these impulses. And when I was a kid, worried that mine weren't, my thoughts were more around creativity. I used to dabble in ventriloquism, and I dabble in marionettes that I collected and made kind of plays out of them for the kids in the neighborhood. I was very interested in Disneyland, as I had an association with it when I was younger, and I made haunted houses out of my garage, you know, things like that. Those are the things I was most interested in. Anything that was creative, space, I was crazy about space travel. NASA was just starting then, and I was really crazy about that. I loved it. So those were the things that got me, but how that carried over. I've always wondered, and when I was a kid, and even now, why people don't question their thinking. Why do they not look at the way they think and from whence they do think? How do you come up with the craziness, the thoughts, the assumptions, the presumptions that ride you all the time, that make for who you are and what you are? Where do they come from, and how do you know you could bet your life on them? That was my big thing as a kid, is how do you know that what you're thinking you can bet your entire life on? And most people never question that, and I do. I think it's ridiculous to put myself in a posture and in a position where the thoughts that Gregory would have as a human being would impulse him to think that he was doing the right thing. I saw as a kid everybody mimicking each other. They would mimic the baseball player, the guys would. They'd mimic each other. If a guy was popular or he was a good athlete, they would mimic him. But they were never themselves. And I wondered, you know, who are you? Who are you, Greg Penn? Who are you? What are you all about? What goes on? I think I was kind of quasi-annoying about it. It put me off to a place where I was alone a portion of my time as a child. I didn't want to interact with people. I was, when I was young, I was either Batman or running around with a cape, or Zorro. I just loved Zorro, still do. And when I think in terms of all the things I went through with all of that, kids would beat me up, or they would hit me, they'd throw things at me, you know. It was ugly, and I didn't understand it. I had to take a martial art, actually. In those days, it was judo, and I learned judo to protect myself. I went on a local TV program, Johnny Downs, in San Diego, and I did a martial arts thing there, and everybody watched Johnny Down, so then they knew I was doing martial arts, and they tested me. I'd come home, and then the next day, you know, from school, and they would start to, you know, show us a few judo moves or whatever, and I, you know, didn't do that, and then they would start attacking me, and then I'd have to defend myself. And then there was a new Greg Penn that was born, and that one was the one that could actually walk around the neighborhood without being afraid of getting hit. That was really all it amounted to. And that was a liberating thing, and that carried on into other things. My interest in metaphysics started with the meditation record, and then it went on to other things. I started to feel the need to go to church, and that's where we're going to take off on the next program. I'll talk to you a little bit about the whole idea of unity and me going into unity and doing that. It was kind of interesting to me. I hope this isn't boring you too much. I'm just going to do a few of these and then we're going to go on to other things. But Kay, I'm doing this out of respect for you and the many years you've been with me, and I deeply appreciate it. I hope all of you are not too bored. Thank you for listening. Please forgive me. We'll be back on the air tomorrow. Namaste.